I have perfect eyesight. I can see everything beautifully. I can read wonderfully. The power of my eyes are glorious. The power of my eyes are fantastic. I focus in on anything that I want to see, and I see it beautifully. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. When I say I can see beautifully, and then I look and see beautifully, I see beautifully. Our eyes are a reflection of what's going on in our mind, what's going on in our brain. You say, well, I need to have glasses, or I don't have glasses, I'm not able to see very well. If I don't have glasses, how can I see anything? And as long as we say something like that, we need the glasses. We need all those things that are going to help us to see more perfectly in that way. And we limit ourselves. We limit ourselves and we call ourselves blind. We call ourselves in need of glasses, and then surely we do. We can write our own prescription. And our prescription says, my eyes are whole and perfect. I have 20/20 vision. Now that's an acceptable point of view. Many people have 20/20 vision. Many people have 20/20 vision all their life. Many people have 20/20 vision and even better. But 20/20 is a good standard. It's a good thing because we have learned to appreciate 20/20 as being ideal vision for a human being. Okay, now that's good enough. We'll work on that level alone. I have 20/20 vision. What does it mean to have 20/20 vision? I see beautifully, I see perfectly, I see wonderfully. I see the colors, I see the hues, I see the clarity of all things that I look at. When I look at the trees and the forest and the flowers as I walk along, as I look at the birds that are singing in the tree, I can see their colorful wings and their colorful being. I see them. I don't look with a squint. I don't look because I try to make myself see it. I just see it because I'm one with the birds. I'm one with the trees. I'm one with the flowers. I'm one with everything. And when I pick up a book, I sit comfortably and I say, I have perfect vision. And then I look at the pages of the book, and I don't squint. I relax my eyes. I let all of the muscles around my eyes completely relax. And I feel wonderfully relaxed. And as I go through this little ritual of relaxing, my eyes, all the tension around my eyes, all the tension around my eyeballs, those muscles that are working there and that feel they have to do certain things and they must do certain things, they relax. And they say, oh, got the day off, huh? How wonderful. And surely they have the day off. And we look at those eyeballs, we look at those muscles, we look at them sort of physiologically, metaphorically, we look at them in a way that we see them in our mind's eye. And in our mind's eye, we see them beautiful, relaxed. We see them wonderful. We see them in every way absolutely glorious. Now, do you have the power to be a master of your body? I would say you do. You have the driver's license for your body. You know that? When you were born, you were given a driver's license for your body, and you could drive it any way you want. You could go downhill, uphill, roundhill. You can go perfect. You could be your original purity and integrity, or you can go far afield from your original purity and integrity. It's just a matter of what you want to do. Now, what do you want to do? What do I want to do? Do I want, for instance, just the area of our vision alone? Do I want to see perfectly at all times? Do I want to have beautiful vision at all times? I was speaking about flying the other day, and as I was flying along, everything was beautiful, and I was reading, and I had my light up above turned on. And then all of a sudden, I realized that it was dark outside. It was nighttime. Oh, it was black dark. And a number of my neighbors had no lights turned on, and they were sitting there casually, charmingly, reading a magazine or a book. They were reading various things, and they were reading without an overhead light. And the light, certainly from my lamp above my head, was only a slight reflection, because it was tuned and turned directly for my purposes and my uses. And I thought to myself, now, they're reading with perfect ease. They probably don't even know the light's off. They're so in harmony with what they're reading that they're listening in their heart. They're seeing with their the light of their eyes. They're seeing with the wisdom that's within them. Now, what marvelous people they are. What grand and glorious beings they are. How magical they are. Yes, and you and I, we are too. Do we play that game? People will say to us, the doctors of ophthalmology, they say, if you read in the dark, you're liable to strain your eyes, you're liable to hurt your eyes. And I say, I wonder about that. I wonder, if we follow our own instincts and we just do whatever we do, well, we will do it perfectly. There are many people who live in dim-lighted places, or live in caves, or live in houses that don't have outside electricity. They just have the light of the fire. And the firelight is flickering, and the light is going up and down, in and out. And they're sitting at their edge of the fireplace, reading their books, like Abraham Lincoln is said to have done. And he studied for the law by reading that way. It's true, there weren't too many law books in those days, but nonetheless, it was quite a bit. And he studied and learned. Now, what a wonderful thing to do. He didn't need any outward light. He didn't have it. By the time he got off work of chopping wood and doing the labor that he had to do to maintain his family and maintain his home, it was dark. And there was no... You weren't buying candles. You just used the light of the fire. You used some of that wood that he chopped and burned in the fireplace, and it gave the light for him to read. Now, if you've ever read by firelight, it's a challenge. It's a challenge, but it's not really hard or difficult or impossible. It is a challenge. But it is possible. And Abraham Lincoln, perhaps, all of his life, read beautifully, wonderfully. He may have put on glasses at some point in his life, but the thing is, during his early years, when his eyes were fresh and pure and beautiful, when his interest was so dramatic and dynamic that he wanted to know the law, he wanted to know the books he was reading, he wanted to prepare himself for a profession, he wanted to reach higher than he had ever been, those aspirations give our eyes an inspiration to be all that they are. Our vision depends on our attitude about ourselves. And when we have a perfect attitude about ourselves, when we have a good attitude about ourselves, all things are possible. All things. And one of those things is good vision. Join with me today in seeing yourself with perfect vision, with the ability to see all things, not only to read writing and just look at pictures and to see the forest and the trees and the birds and the bees and the animals, to see near and to see far, but to see intuitively, to see with your heart. And when you start learning to see with your heart, which is a joy that I share with myself as often as I can, when you start to see with your heart, your vision, your ideal vision, your original purity and integrity manifests itself in every area in your life. It's wonderful, isn't it? Hey, if you'd like to talk to a practitioner about working on your dreams and your goals, maybe you have some other goals besides vision, well, you just call 1-619-478-5111, 1-619-478-5111. Each person who answers the phone is a practitioner. Tell them you are ready to put a beneficial cause in motion for the fulfillment of your dreams, of your desires. And the practitioner will say, okay, I like that. That's the way you do it. It's done. And I say to you, it is done. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We're here for you. And know, with all my heart, I love you. I love you. I love you.